From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. A measure that would pave the way for students to take medical marijuana on public school grounds passed the House Agriculture, Livestock, and Natural Resources Committee yesterday on a bipartisan vote of 10-3. Benta Berkland has more.
The bill would require schools to allow a parent or caregiver to administer medical marijuana to a student during school hours. It must be in a non-smokable form, such as patches and tablets. Jenny Storms has a son with cerebral palsy. She testified in favor of the bill, along with other families frustrated by the current system.
He lost his therapies. He was punished. And he didn't do anything. I'm the one who did the mistake. And since I can't give the cannabis on school grounds, my son has to miss a lot of school.
Under current state law, school districts can create medical marijuana policies, but none have done so. The Colorado Association of School Board Executives testified against the bill. They worry allowing medical marijuana would risk federal money schools receive. Supporters say the measure would help about 300 students who need the medicine for pain, spasms, and seizures. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Newly released documents show the man held for killing three people at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs thought highly of an abortion foe who killed a Florida doctor more than two decades ago. The court documents say 57-year-old Robert Deere told police he attacked the clinic because he was upset with the Reproductive Health Organization for performing abortions and for what he said was the selling of baby parts. Deere is charged with 179 counts, including murder. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.